single mom hands over cash.
You gave Mr. Lopez $3,000 so he could look for a car for you. When you asked where the money was, he told you that he bought a painting.
And gave until it hurt.
Then what did you do? You gave him some more money. Sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
But has the truth been heard?
Does any of that sound familiar to you?
No.
Somebody is lying.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
Denise Delgado is suing her ex-boyfriend, Vince Lopez, for a loan to pay rent and for misappropriating money she gave him to buy a car for her.
Order. All rise. Case number 505 on the calendar, in the matter of Delgado versus Lopez. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. Should the ladies have a seat, please?
Ms. Delgado, Mr. Lopez used to be your boyfriend. He's not your boyfriend anymore. You claim he owes you a whole bunch of money. He says he owes you nothing. I read your complaint very carefully, so I would like to go through it as I understand it. The first part of your claim is for a loan. Well, it's not really for a loan. Mr. Lopez said that he would help you find a car. According to you, you took out $3,000 for the bank. You gave Mr. Lopez $3,000 so he could go around and look for a car for you. Sometime thereafter, you needed $500 of that money because your family wanted to go away on a vacation. So you took back $500, which means Mr. Lopez allegedly had the $2,500 left from the money that you took out and gave him. Mr. Lopez never purchased a car for you, and when you asked where the money was, he told you that he bought a painting. That's what you say. Does any of that sound familiar to you?
No.
The next thing that you say, after he told you that he bought a painting with your money, and you were, according to you, outraged that he used your money, I'm going to quote you, "I was upset. I told him it wasn't his money to invest. I was shocked." Then what did you do? You gave him some more money. He still needed money for rent, so I wrote him a check for rent, and he cashed it on August 19th and promised he would pay me right back. Now, he had taken your money, according to you, stolen it, bought something, not your car, so you gave him more money. And then when he didn't give you the money back, according to you, you had checks bouncing, so you had to go and get a loan of $1,000 to cover your checks. You wanted to pay you back that money, too. Very little of that is going to happen. You know that.
I know.
It sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? It sounds ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
You're a grown woman. It sounds ridiculous to you. Now, he says you never gave him $3,000. You have any proof that you gave him $3,000?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see it.
I have a recording.
A recording of him?
His conversation.
From when?
In October.
October?
Of 2010.
Okay. I'd love to hear it.
Okay.
So what's going on, Nick?
A couple weeks. I'll just give you like $500 and then until I get the full amount, then I'll pay you off. It won't be done on the money situation.
Remember that conversation?
Yes.
Turn it off. I'm getting a headache. Do you remember that conversation?
Yes.
Well, tell me about it.
It was a conversation towards the money that I borrowed from her for the rent, which she had written out the check to my realtor, never was written out to me.
Did you write a check out to his realtor?
Yes. On top of it, it still goes on where he talks about the car and the painting.
Oh, well, so far you acknowledge that she wrote out a check for rent?
Yes.
For you. Did you pay it back?
I had offered to her right after, you know, as the time had went down as far as paying her that amount. My daughter and her nephew, they date, their boyfriend and girlfriend, and she came over to pick up her nephew sometime, I want to say maybe in October, beginning of October. My girlfriend now was living with me at the house. She saw her at the house.
Oh, do me a favor. Did you pay her back the rent money?
No, I haven't. No, not
well, you have to. How much is your layout for him for rent?
$1,226.
Let me see. Great. Now I'll hear about this car and painting. So far we have $1,226, and that was after he took your car money and bought a painting. What kind of painting?
It was an art painting.
I look at investment as far as buying certain paintings and that. Then if it comes across, I'll purchase something like that if I feel like I can make money off of it. Because at the time I had changed employment and I wasn't working when I had asked to borrow this money from her.
Asked to borrow what money from
for
her?
For rent.
The rent is over. The rent is finished. The rent you owe her. I'm talking about the car money and the painting.
The car, I offered to help her find a car.
What does car money have to do with painting that I'm going to have to listen to on this machine and get a headache?
The mention of part when I mentioned painting was when I could pay her the money I borrowed from her as far as the loan.
For the rent, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to now have to establish to my satisfaction, because somebody is lying. He says he never took initially $3,000, then $2,500 from you. Ball is in your court. Right now he owes you $1,226. Mm-hmm. Go.
And then that guy that when I told you that the check thing?
Yeah.
He's got a car. I'm going to take a look at it. If it's good, I'm going to take it. If you like it, if you don't, I'll sell it.
Give me this. You know, I'm not hearing it from, with all that static behind.
It's kind of hard to rewind and stuff. I think that was the ending of it, unless you want me done.
I don't know why I was passing out on the couch.
Are you hurting or something? You're like moaning or something.
Go ahead.
On the couch right now,
earlier.
You're like,
no, my leg is cramping up.
Is there something else here about it?
There's not. It's only from a certain point where he talks about it. If you want me to rewind it so you can hear it.
No, I didn't hear him say anything about taking $3,000 from you. Did I miss it, taking $3,000 from you?
No, but he talks about the car and then he talks about the painting that he was not ready to...
Yeah, he didn't. Oh. I don't...
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I have two letters from two managers that I no longer work with.
I don't do letters from managers.
Okay.
And later today.
You are so obnoxious. You are a nice-looking boy, and you've gotten along probably on your nice looks for a long time. You have to be a nice person in addition to be nice-looking.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Denise Delgado says ex-boyfriend Vince Lopez owes for a loan to pay rent. She also claims she gave him money to buy her a car, but instead, he bought a painting.
Okay, just for my own curiosity, not that it's necessarily dispositive, can you tell me when you allege you gave him $3,000, mm-hmm. on what date?
It was on June 26th.
Where were you?
When I gave him the money, I was at Walgreens at my job. And I have two letters from two managers that I no longer work with.
I don't do letters from managers.
Okay, that's fine.
What kind of work do you do, sir?
I work in the grocery business.
What do you mean you work
in the grocery? I'm a grocery clerk.
You work in a store. You get paid in check or cash?
Check.
You have a bank account?
No.
Why not?
I just don't have one.
What do you do with your checks?
I can cash them there at my employment, which is no problem at all.
And what do you do with this investment business in paintings?
It just comes, you know, whenever. It's not like an ongoing thing. It's once in a great time. If I see something that, you know, I could definitely make some money off, it's something that I'll invest in. You know, like, I had a friend of mine that owed me some money. He had a vehicle that I was willing to trade for the money he had owed me, and that's where I was willing to go ahead and have her take a look at that, as you heard on the phone, to clear up what I had owed her as far as for the rent.
The rent was $1,200.
Yes.
How much was the car?
Well, I didn't actually get to take a look at it. It was just something that he said he would, you know, if I was interested, that he would do something like this for me.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Delgado, mm-hmm. I'm not satisfied that you gave him money and that even if you used that money, you took back $500. I don't understand the whole thing. All I know is after, if I believe that you gave him money, you gave him more money.
Right. Well, because...
I don't understand that.
Okay.
You have a child, you have a minor child. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why you would give him more money. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,226. That's all.
Please excuse, you may step out.
Getting over on single women is what it is.
She's upset that she carried on the dating more than boyfriend, girlfriend, when actually it was just casual. We'd go out. It was no more than that.
We were dating.
I have a new girlfriend that lives with me, and she saw her at my place, and she became very belligerent and upset about it.
Believe me. That would never happen again.
I feel sorry that did happen that way, but that's just the way it is.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Petero versus Price. Step forward.
20-year-old Jessica Petero is suing her ex-boyfriend, 21-year-old Patrick Price, for an unpaid electric bill a loan for a car down payment, and punitive damages for ruining her credit.
Miss Petereau, the defendant used to be your boyfriend. He's not your boyfriend anymore. You have a laundry list of things that you say represent loans to him, money that he owes you. And Mr. Price says, look, it's time to move on. I don't owe you any money. Whatever we exchanged during our relationship was just that. I bought you, you bought me, I helped you, you helped me. Okay. From when to when were you and Mr. Price an item?
We dated from May of 2008 until November of 2009.
What monies do you allege he owes you?
Well, after we broke up in 2009, I moved back in with my parents and had the electric bill that we shared shut off in my name, and he was supposed to put it in his.
So you were living together?
Yeah. We lived together the entire time, like with my parents and with his parents. And then in June of 2009, we got our own place, and we lived there till November till we broke up. And the electric bill was in my name, and I paid it every month. And then after I moved out, I had it shut off in my name, and he was supposed to put it in his, but he never did. But he promised both me and my stepdad in a phone call that he would pay the remaining balance that was in my name and pay anything that he incurred until he moved out in January of 2010.
And?
And he never did, and he never told me that he didn't.
Did you pay that bill?
No, I didn't.
Were you living there by yourself?
I lived there for probably a month after we broke up.
And then you left?
Yes.
Did you turn off the electricity?
It got shut off right after I moved out.
Did you pay that month?
No, I didn't.
Why?
I never got the bill in the first place.
Okay. Well, you knew you had a bill.
Yes, but she never told me that she called him, had it taken out of her name so I could put it in mine.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. How much is the electric bill?
It was $285.10.
Did you pay that bill?
Yes, I did.
You have proof that you paid the bill?
Yes.
I'd like to see it. Well, that's one expense, Mr. Price, that I'm prepared to say is yours. Great. What's next? See how easy this is going to be?
Yes.
$285.
After we broke up, we didn't talk for a while, and he dated another girl. And then after they broke up, we started talking again as friends. And he had asked me to borrow some money for a down payment on a car because he didn't have a car at the time, and he was having trouble getting to work. And it started at $70, and then he actually ended up needing $130 because the down payment was $500, and he only had a bit above it because he works a part-time job for minimum wage.
In what month did he need this money?
October of 2010.
And when did you move out of the apartment, sir?
Like the beginning of January of 2010.
So this was after he didn't pay the electric bill?
Yeah, but I didn't find out about the electric bill until February of 2011. Ameren never sent me anything saying that it wasn't paid. I had actually went to get a car loan, and I was denied because of it.
They had to have sent somebody an electric bill.
They didn't send me. I even put forwarding addresses in every place that I moved, and I never got anything.
Well, that's odd. That's really odd. Post office is usually very good about forwarding mail.
I know. I just moved and I get all the mail.
Except the electric bill.
Yep.
Odd. Very odd.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If you're not a nice person, like Bird is, like I am, you end up being a loser. Did I do that right?
Yeah.
My granddaughter Sarah would love that.
Cases, real people, Judge Judy. Jessica Petereau says ex-boyfriend Patrick Price owes for an electric bill, a loan, and for ruining her credit.
Go ahead, so you gave him a down payment on a car.
And then he was supposed to pay me back within 2 weeks, and he couldn't pay me back because instead he had gotten taken to jail for unpaid speeding tickets. He had warrants out for his arrest.
And then?
So he couldn't pay me back because he had owed the person.
I don't care what because. Go ahead. What's next?
When we were together, he had a PayPal account that was sucked up to my Commerce Bank account.
When you were together?
Yeah. He bought something off eBay, and it was supposed to charge his credit card, but instead he let it charge my bank account. And my account was supposed to be closed at the time, but Commerce failed to tell me that if you have a PayPal account still hooked up to it, it doesn't close the account. So I didn't get anything about it until December of 2010. On Christmas Eve, actually, I got a collection bill from Commerce for $136.97.
You weren't notified about the bank?
Not until I got that first
notice.
And you had
all these forwarding things done?
I never changed that one. It was to my dad's
house. Go ahead. Let's hear it, Mr. Price. 1, 2, 3. I have other things to do today. Car.
Okay, first, I work for a minimum wage job. I barely get paid. I needed a car to get back and forth to work. She gave me $130, told her not to worry about it.
But she had to know that you needed $130.
Yes.
How would she know that?
Because I told her.
What did you say to her?
I said, I'm getting a car.
Here.
I told her I was getting a car, but my check was only this much. And I asked her to go if she would take me up there, and she gave me $130.
Up where?
To get the car.
You asked her if she would take you up there to get the car?
Yes.
You mean drive you?
Yes.
Okay, so she took you up there to get the car.
Yes.
And?
She told me, she said, because I didn't have enough money, she gave me
$130. Well, what did you go up there and get the car for if you didn't have enough money?
Because I talked to the guy, he was a friend of mine. He was letting me make payments to him.
Yes.
So I got up there.
Yes.
And he said, no, I gotta have this much. And I told her, and she said, I'll go to the ATM and I will give you the money.
So he said to you, no, that's not the deal that we made. I have to have this much money. And you said what to him?
I said, well, I don't have the full amount, so I'm...
So what did you go up there for? I'm not following what you went up there for with this friend.
Because I was trying to get...
See who is this? Take.
That's my dad.
Why didn't your father take you?
Because my dad works.
You work 24/7?
No, ma'am.
Why didn't your dad take you up there when he wasn't working? What'd you take her up there for?
Because I went up there when my dad was at work. I had nobody to take me up there.
Why didn't you go up when your dad wasn't working?
Because there was only a certain time I could go up there.
Give me your window, Mr. Price.
9 o'clock in the morning to...
9 a.m.
5 o'clock at night.
9 a.m.
To 5 o'clock p.m.
5 p.m. Because your friend is a...
He has his own garage and he sells cars.
And this person who sells used cars for a living... You said, could you wait until 6 o'clock so my dad could take me? Because you already had a deal worked out with him, right?
Not fully.
You are so obnoxious. I can't tell you. You know, you're a nice-looking boy, and you've gotten along probably on your nice looks for a long time. You have to be a nice person in addition to be nice-looking, Mr. Price. Because if you're not a nice person, like Bert is, like I am, you end up being a loser. Did I do that right?
Yeah.
My granddaughter Sarah would love that. That's what you end up being, a loser. You take advantage of people, you end up being a big time loser.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, Mr. Price, you took advantage of her.
She took advantage of me.
Well, now we're getting to it because I want to hear how Miss Petero took advantage of you.
We lived in our house for 5 months. I paid the rent, which was $400 a month. I bought groceries, which I spent probably $150 every 2 weeks.
Hey, you must have a good job.
I did have a good job. I did have a good job.
Go ahead.
She was supposed to pay the electric bill and the cable bill. We've got the first cable bill. She never paid it.
So that's how she took advantage of you because she didn't pay the cable bill?
The only thing she paid was what was in her name.
Was that your agreement?
Yeah, it was.
So I don't see how she took advantage of you, with the exception of the cable bill that she didn't pay, according to you. Did you pay the cable bill?
No, I didn't.
Duh. Whose name was the cable bill?
Whose is mine?
So it's against your credit. Have you heard from them?
No. Not that I can remember.
How old are you?
21.
So far, he owes you $285 for the electric bill.
Yes.
What else?
I sued for defamation of character because since he didn't pay the electric bill, it went on my credit. And
Forget it. What's next?
The cable bill he's talking about, it wasn't his name. And I had told him not to get it because we couldn't afford to pay it. He made $11 an hour. That's why he paid most of the stuff. I made $7.50 an hour working part-time at a restaurant. I paid $200 a month for the truck payment, and I paid the electric bill.
To your truck?
It was in my name, yeah, but he drove it.
You have it?
No, I had to return it because the transmission went out, and I couldn't afford to fix it.
Are you living home with your father now?
No, I live by myself.
Who pays your rent?
I pay my own rent.
Do you have cable?
No, I don't have cable because I can't afford it.
Why? Because it's too...
Because I can't afford it.
Right. But you have electric.
Yeah, I have electric.
Great. $285 is what you owe the plaintiff. Judgment for the plaintiff, that's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
I think I should have got everything because he owed me all of it. I paid for all of it.
It's better than $1,000.
He was still telling me, we can fix things. I still like you.
She got mad because I didn't invite her to my 21st birthday party.
I wasn't even upset about the party. I had plans that night anyways, so it really didn't bother me.
It was just supposed to be me and my friends.
I did get upset about it, but that's not the whole reason I sued him.
A week later, she tells me she's going to sue me.
Actually, right after the party, I find out about all the bills. It was like the next week.
I'm going to have to owe her, but I really don't think I should.
Don't trust people.
We can just go our separate ways.
He's a liar and a loser, like Judge Judy said.